You tell me when.
All right.
Okay. I'm calling this Bay Village Historic District Commission public hearing to order at 4 p.m. on Tuesday, January 11th, 2022. In accordance with the Commonwealth of Mass executive order suspending certain provisions of the open meeting law, including the June 16th, 2021 legislation, extending the suspension of these provisions until April of 2022, we are conducting this meeting online. To ensure public access to the deliberations of the Bay Village Historic District Commission, the public may access this call through telephone and video conferencing. Members of the public will have an opportunity to ask questions and provide public comment on applications and discussions. To do so, please raise your hand in the application via the Zoom meeting platform or email staff at bayvillageac@boston.gov. We will repeat these instructions throughout the hearing.
All right, looks like we have all of our commissioners are here. So do you want to do a roll call quickly?
Yes. Commissioners present are Knopf, Kilgus, Dunwell, Hotalling, McDermott, plus Joseph Cornish, Director of Design Review, Landmarks Commission, City of Boston. Our first order of business is 22.0607 BV 49 Winchester Street. Are the applicants present?
No, I don't see him here. And I, for those of you just joining, I did send him an email yesterday to confirm that he was coming, but I have not heard. So maybe we could skip to our admin.
Yeah, sure. So now let's move to hang on, almost there. 22.0737 administrative review of 16 Shawmut Street, replace existing slate roof in kind.
And this was a very straightforward in-kind replacement. So it totally complies with the guidelines.
Can I have a motion to approve this?
So moved.
A second.
Yeah. Okay, all in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Okay, so it's unanimous, Joe.
And our minutes are next from the
December 14th. So have people had a chance to review these minutes sent out by email?
Yes.
Does anybody have any changes?
No.
Can I make a motion to approve? Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Once again, unanimous, Joe.
Right. And I'm not seeing no one additionally has joined. Lauren Bennett is here from the Boston Sun and Tom Perkins is here from the Neighborhood Association, but our applicant for 49 Winchester Street is not here. So I can just move ahead to staff updates. Maybe they'll join us in this short period of time. I have been working on a violation at 42 Fayette Street, where some wooden entry steps were replaced with brick and granite steps. And I issued a violation letter before the holidays. I did hear back from the property management company about the next steps, about how that's kind of funny, how to move forward with this. Unfortunately, if you've seen the violation, it does not comply with our guidelines at all. The wooden steps should have been repaired or replaced in kind with wooden steps. So I've directed them to submit an application to restore the steps back to their original configuration. And I haven't heard back yet. So I will follow up again before our next hearing. If we don't get a response, I will then have to refer this over to our law department for next steps to see how we can resolve this. But unfortunately, it looks like they did not pull a building permit for this work either. So, you know, it was just, you know, one of those things, unfortunately, that happened. But thank you. You know, I wouldn't have known about it unless it was for other people in the neighborhood. And I know Ann and Ruth both forwarded it to me. So thank you for that. And
Joe, would you say the address again, please?
42 Fayette Street, right next to the coffee shop.
Yeah, okay.
And, you know, as you know, 212 Stewart Street, the project, the conversion of the gas lamps to electric has been withdrawn. I'm still trying to meet with people internally at City Hall to see how this issue is going to be addressed citywide. So I'll certainly update all of you on that as soon as I know what the path forward is for that. But, you know, as of now, that's been withdrawn by the applicant. You know, if we can get enough information to have them come back in February for a review, I'll let you know.
And I want to thank Tom Perkins for, you know, sending us that email, giving us all that history. Definitely. So that, you know, this could... can get resolved in a more systemic way.
Yep, I agree. Right.
Can I ask, Joe, since you've been involved in the process and also the postponement or the withdrawal of that application, what are the factors that are actually coming to bear on this? We know that they want to, there's a proposal to replace what used to be gas with a new LED design. We haven't seen the design. All of that was in that email back and forth, but can you give us a quick review of what they're trying to do and what you think is happening?
Sure. So this is all related to the 212 Stewart Street project, the tower that we approved a few years ago, which is really taking shape, and it's looking very good. But as part of that work, there are, I believe, two Acorn existing street lights on Stewart Street and existing gas lamps on, I guess that's Piedmont Street behind it, that will need to be...
I think it's Shawmut. Yeah,
Shawmut. I'm sorry, Shawmut. Which, you know, with all of the utility work that has been done, it's come to... light that eventually probably these gas lamps will be replaced citywide with electric converted gas lamps. So that's something I know years ago this came up as a citywide project because of all the gas lamps citywide and all of our goals for going carbon neutral. And you know, at that time we were waiting to hear on a mock-up so we could get an idea of what these gas lamps would look like when they're converted to LEDs and to electric. And to date, that has not happened. And I think, you know, everyone's anxious to see what it's going to look like and what they come up with. So, you know, realistically, I think it doesn't make sense to really proceed with an application until we understand how this is going to be addressed citywide.
May I ask, is the design of the lamp retaining all of the features of the column and the panes of glass, everything is the same except the light source?
Ideally the hope was that the existing gas lamps could be converted, so you know it would just be the gas fixture inside the lamp that would change, so really the method of illumination would change. In some cases, it may be necessary to completely replace the poles. And of course, if that is done, they're going to have to match identically. And it's my understanding that over the years, you know, there have been accidents where throughout Beacon Hill and other places in the city, some of these have been damaged and repaired. So they do have a source that replicates them identically from what's there. So I think it's going to be one looking how the existing lampposts can be converted to electric. And then in cases where, for whatever reason, that may not be possible, if it's a brand new lamp that the lamppost and the glass housing, the top is identical to what's there now. But it's going to be really important to see, you know, what these look like at night when they're convert, you know, what when next to an existing gas one or in the vicinity of existing gas ones are going to look like when they're converted. So it's, you know, it's my understanding that they're very, very close in getting that LED fixture to look like what you see inside the gas lamp now. But, you know, it's one of those things, we want to make sure we get it right. So we're going to have to look at mock-ups to see what they look like, before we can really make a decision. But, you know, with all the goals for carbon neutrality that we have, in 50 years, we may not even have access to the natural gas we have now. So it's something that's going to have to be, again, addressed citywide.
Right. The other thing was there was concern about the quality of the light, whether it would be a warm light.
Yes. Yeah. Yep. And we definitely want it to be identical to the same type of light that we have now and that we have in the neighborhoods. And, they've really come a long way in LEDs in the past 15 to 20 years. The early ones, were always kind of that very white light temperature. And now, they have a lot new technology where even after something installed, there's the capability of adjusting it and dimming and brightening and changing the color temperature. So,
okay.
It's going to be fun. I hope it's something different for us to look at.
And Joe, is there a possibility of simply retaining the gas lamps exactly the way they are? No change whatsoever. The gas is already there. The building will be almost complete in several months outside. They'll mm-hmm. start landscaping it probably. And then just dealing with this issue later.
Well, I think the question is going to be opening up, how many times do we need to open up the ground? And this is a time, too, to lay the utilities alongside the gas or with the gas, because, hopefully the street's not going to have to be torn up again. But, these are questions. Hopefully I'll have more answers after we have a citywide discussion about it, or internal at least.
Okay.
Yeah. I want to thank Tom for his real leadership. Tom and Joe, it was very impressive. Just thank you.
Thank you. Tom, I see you have your hand raised. This isn't an agenda item, but if you'd like to make a brief comment, you may. But it's not something, since it's not on the agenda, we can take a look.
Yeah, I understand. I will keep it brief. I wanted to actually thank Ryan Souls of Graystar, because he pulled this after hearing from me and after hearing from Rob Whitney at Beacon Hill. As you guys are probably aware, Beacon Hill has 1,000 of these lamps, basically the same design. Yep. And so they're concerned, if we start here, are we going to have a say in it? Or is this going to become the de facto standard? And I'm concerned, I don't want us to have some orphan that then goes into version 2.0 when they get to Beacon Hill. If we're going to save money on this and be green and so forth, we ought to have one standard, not a bunch. So that's what we're trying to do, is just to make sure that it's a comprehensive conversation. That's all.
That's great. Thank you.
I think that's all I have for updates. We staff-wise, we are in the process of hiring new positions. We have a new preservation planner who will be starting on the 18th. And Gabriella Amore, Gabby, who some of you know as our preservation assistant, has been promoted to preservation planner. And we will be hopefully soon hiring for a staff architect position. And then we hopefully will have another position that will be an architectural historian that will be helping with the petitions and other projects that the Landmarks Commission is working on. So hopefully we're going to be well-staffed once we get into the springtime, and hopefully we'll all be working in the office again. I mentioned we're working remotely now until January 18th. So hopefully we'll be back in the office.
So I have a question. I always want to know, what is the status of the revised guidelines?
It hasn't gone away. It's still moving in the pipeline. It's, now we have a brand new administration and new city councilors. So hopefully, you know, it'll be moved forward. There's just, I know, a lot of other projects ahead of us.
Okay. All right. So Joe, in light of that, and commissioners, any other comments or questions that you might want to make before I make a motion to adjourn? All right, so I will make a motion to adjourn. Is there a second?
Second.
Yeah. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, all right. Officially, the meeting is adjourned. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
See you next month.
See you.
Okay.
Yeah.